SWEPCO, a company of American Electric Power, is a step closer to purchasing three new wind farms in north central Oklahoma. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, pending final public service approval, the wind project will add 810 megawatts of renewable energy to the grid.
SWEPCO and sister energy company Public Service of Oklahoma seek to acquire North Central Energy Facilities, three new wind farms in North Central Oklahoma. SWEPCO will own a 54% share of the 1,400-megawatt project after investing slightly over $1 billion. SWEPCO spokesperson Peter Main says it's a fulfillment of a long-term plan to reshape the utility's energy resource mix, serving customers in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas.
We do about a 20-year projection as part of our integrated resource planning process. In that process right now, we are projecting a growth of renewable energy from our current 9% to over one-third of our energy coming from renewables. And of course, that kind of rearranges our resource mix to where we would have less coal.
3 years ago, American Electric Power, SWEPCO, and Public Service Company of Oklahoma proposed spending four times as much, $4.5 billion, to acquire a 70% share of Wind Catcher Energy Connection. This sprawling 300,000-acre, 800-turbine, 2,000-megawatt wind farm, the largest proposed on the continental U.S., was slated for construction on the Oklahoma Panhandle by Chicago wind developer Invenergy, approved by the Federal Regulatory Commission, as well as three state public service commissions. Wind Catcher was scrapped in July of 2018 after the Public Utility Commission of Texas failed to support it. Critics also complained it would pose a long-term economic burden on customers, which AEP refutes. This new wind project, North Central Energy Facilities, by comparison, is much smaller scale.
SWEPCO is well positioned to take advantage of some of the best wind resources in the United States. SWEPCO, together with our sister company, Public Service Company of Oklahoma, which is headquartered in Tulsa, we have an integrated transmission grid that these North Central energy facilities, these three wind projects that are in North Central Oklahoma, will be directly interconnected to. And so that makes that wind power available to our customers and makes this just a really great opportunity for us to acquire more renewable energy for our customers.
The Federal Regulatory Commission has approved this project, Main says. SWEPCO has settlement agreements with Louisiana Public Service Commission staff, the Alliance for Affordable Energy, and Walmart, the retailers pressing to meet certain renewable energy goals.
We have settlement agreements in both Arkansas and Louisiana, and in each case, these were unanimous settlement agreements among the various parties that were participating in that regulatory review. So now the commissioners themselves in each state will look at that settlement agreement and decide whether to approve it. So the commissioners here in Arkansas now have that under consideration, as do the ones in Louisiana. And we continue to work toward the hope in Texas so that our customers in East Texas and the Panhandle can benefit from low-cost energy as well. So we're working through that process with the Public Utility Commission of Texas. And in Oklahoma, our sister company, Public Service Company of Oklahoma, has already secured regulatory approval from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission for their portion of the project, which would be 675 megawatts.
If approved, Invenergy would construct the three wind farms as well as the power transmission facilities.
Any generation project is going to have a place where it ties into the transmission system. So these have transmission interconnections themselves. But Invenergy is doing all of that on a turnkey basis. And at the completion of the projects, then PSO and SWEPCO would acquire those projects from Invenergy.
SWEPCO serves more than 536,000 customers in three states, including 120,000 in Arkansas. Customers will save an estimated $2 billion over the 30-year expected life of the new wind facilities, Main says.
Well, we know that our customers are very interested in more renewable energy. Here in Arkansas, we hear it from the University of Arkansas. We hear it from the city of Fayetteville, just as two examples. But, you know, corporations, companies who might be looking from an economic development standpoint, companies that are interested in locating in communities or expanding in communities where they're already, where they already have facilities, are interested in the amount of wind power that, or just renewable energy in general that you have. So we understand that our customers are looking for more renewable energy. It improves the prospects for our communities in terms of economic development. And so this works very well with our desire to add this to our portfolio.
The new wind project, if approved, is slated for completion late 2021. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.